There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live as we roll into hour number two. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. TacticalHolsters.com. Contact series. Go to TacticalHolsters.com and look at the Contact Series, folks. For those of you looking for some low-profile, easily portable solution to something that you can carry with you in the event that you need to deploy something more than a sidearm, this is the ammunition carriage system for you. Check them out, TacticalHolsters.com. Now, often, you know, you can go on YouTube and you can see all kinds of gun reviews. And in all shapes and sizes, and a lot of them will be within the hands of some very high-speed operators and or trainers. However, it's always illuminating to find out from the trainer what he does, what he carries, how he carries it, and that kind of thing, because this is somebody that's tried a lot of different things. So to give us a little insight on what's going on and talk a little particular type of gun, I'm joined again today from Sage Dynamics by Aaron Cowan. Good morning, sir.
Be back.
Hey, let me ask you a question. You're in Georgia, where Georgia is a pretty good state to be a gun carrier in Georgia. Unless you're going to, I saw the thread on that you were involved in on Facebook. Unless you're going to the Coca-Cola Museum.
Yeah, the World of Coke.
If you're going to the Coca-Cola Museum, you can't even be off-duty law enforcement and carry a gun there. But
no, if you're off-duty in plain clothes, you have to check your firearm, which I found pretty, it's kind of ridiculous because basically what they're telling you is like, well, in your uniform, we're cool with it. But if you're not, it's not good. And their rationale was, well, if there's something happened and we respond, we won't know if you're a cop or not. And I'm like, okay, that kind of makes sense, but I don't see, you guys don't have armed security. So what exactly are you responding to?
Yeah, who's gonna mistake you for not being a cop?
Yeah, and an off-duty officer, he's gonna make sure other cops know he's a cop. It was a little eye-opening that they wouldn't even allow in plainclothes or off-duty officers with their firearms.
What we need to do, what we could do, is we could stage a little incident there and see if the Coca-Cola SWAT team comes rappelling out of the back, out of the ceiling.
Yeah, I'd be interested to see what they got cooking.
Yeah.
Because they were pretty serious about that.
As you move about in a very good state to carry guns, for those of you that have never seen Aaron has that enviable build where he can conceal a gun with a t-shirt. But even with the improper equipment, even that becomes a bit of a stretch. So let's start with the gun.
Yeah.
What's the carry gun that you're carrying nowadays more often than not?
I carry the AGC Glock 19, their field model. That's my everyday carry.
Now, what separates the field? They have three models. When I got with AGC, when I told them what kind of gun, when they asked me what kind of gun I want, I said, I want the gun that Aaron Cowan is carrying. Because that was the one, that was the first time I'd ever seen it shot, was when you're shooting it. So I've got something, and I don't know if it's the field model that comes with the RMR or not. Is what you have, does it have the RMR mounted on it?
Yes, sir. The field model is, it's got enhanced wide serrations front and back. The framework remains the same. The difference between it and the other models is it doesn't have any lightning windows.
Right.
You have the hybrid. It has a top of the slide window cut in it to take the slide weight out, and then the Urban has a window on the top and windows on the sides as well. They're great guns, don't get me wrong. They shoot really flat, but I don't like extra holes in my guns.
Right.
So I go with the field model just to keep things as stock as possible while getting, you know, the enhancements that I want.
Well, that was one of the, that was one of the issues you had with other guns because of what they do with the internals, whereas agency is primarily the frame, the slide, and the trigger.
Yeah, they maintain about 90% parts commonality with a Glock. It's basically they maintain as many OEM parts as possible, which cuts down on, you know, obviously it cuts down on company R&D. You know, if you don't have to do a lot of research on replacing a part, if a part that Glock makes already works really well, why fix it?
And the Glock 19, of course, everybody talks about the Glock 19 being the perfect size for a carry gun. I honestly believe one of the reasons that nobody has adopted, say, Smith & Wesson M&P besides of the fact of their trigger, is they've never made a Glock 19 size pistol.
Yeah. And the obviously the trigger is most people's largest complaint with the M&P, and then they say, well, you know, get an Apex. And I'm like, no, the Apex is a nice trigger, but it's all the only other option really out there. Whereas Glock, if I don't like the trigger, I've got 20, 30 different companies I can look to.
That's the thing about Glock, isn't it? It's really the iPhone of handguns. I mean, everybody makes an accessory for it.
Yeah.
Now, one thing I need to tell you while I'm thinking about it, when we do get together to film the agency thing that I want to do, I've got another Glock 19 for you to look at that was made by Robar.
Okay.
And this is you'll enjoy this too. You'll like this one. This is right down your alley, my man. But okay. The Glock 19, 15 rounds. Do you do anything like do you put a +2 on the magazines? You just go with the 15. That's good for you.
The magazine in the gun is a standard size 15 round magazine. And then my spare magazine is a Glock 17 magazine with a +3. So I carry a 20 round spare.
Which is, do you know anybody that carries the 33 rounders as a spare magazine?
I know a lot of people who keep them in their vehicles.
Right.
But I don't think I've ever met anyone who, like, every single day carried it on their person. I mean, it's doable. It's just, wouldn't be very comfortable.
It'd be very awkward, wouldn't it?
It would be.
It's like carrying around a deployed tape measure that's thick.
Yeah.
Anyway. So you only carry one spare magazine?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're coming up. What kind of ammo are you packing in this when you're loading up?
I use Gold Dot, the Generation 1 Gold Dot. I heard they fixed the problems they were having with the Generation 2, but I haven't shot any yet, so I can't say for my own personal experience.
Now expansion rounds. That's really the way to go with a fast flying round like a 9mm, isn't it?
The 9mm round is my preferred round. It gives me ideal possible penetration. And then the expansion is, I mean, it's going to be negligible between calibers. That's something a lot of people, they never actually look at the numbers. They just see, well, this one expands more than that one. And the difference is usually, you know, fractions of an inch. So 9mm, I get more chances per magazine to stop whatever I'm shooting at. Before I have to reload.
And you like to shoot the way I shoot, which is to let it rain brass. So it's easier to keep on target.
Yes, sir. I like it to shoot flat and fast, and speed is important. The more rounds I can put on the bad guy sooner, the better off it is. And recoil definitely plays a part in that. I mean, it doesn't matter how strong you are, recoil is the thing. It's something you have to deal with. So I think the 9mm track record is pretty well proven. And, you know, the caliber debate is something that's going to
I'm not even getting into that one, you know. When we get back, we're going to talk about everything else besides a gun with instructor Aaron Cowan from Sage Dynamics on what he carries on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Kiss me.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS80, Guns80.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. G-Code has been, let's see, they've got four, as I refer to them, iterations of product. The original, the DC-3, the Scorpion, and now the Contact series. And they're still moving on. They're still going strong. To check all of those out, go to tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour from Sage Dynamics is Aaron Cowan. We are talking to him to find out what he does, to talk to him about what he does, because he trains people. Now, when people come to you, do they show up with all manner of beasts to train with, or do you have a pretty well-educated clientele coming to you?
You mean as far as, like, handguns are concerned?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I mean, any class I'm going to see predominantly Glock. And then shortly behind that would be Smith & Wesson, the M&Ps. You see those occasionally. And then I see XDs. And every now and then I get a 1911.
When my sons took their concealed weapon class, there was a guy there that had a 6-inch Smith 357 Magnum in a right-handed holster, but he was a left-handed shooter, so he would draw it and switch hands.
Oh, wow. That's strange. I had a student probably about 3 years ago. It was the only time I saw it. I haven't seen it since. Talked to other instructors. They've never seen it before. He actually took the class with a single-action-only revolver. It was a Colt. I think it was a reproduction of either a Schofield or something like that. He ran it really, really well for what it was, but it was just a very strange choice in carry firearm. He was a big cowboy action shooter, so he just carried that for personal protection as well.
Sort of hard to conceal that.
Yeah, definitely. And not something
they're wide and they're long.
Yeah, not something I'd recommend for everyday carry, but he was able to run the gun very effectively for what it was.
Yeah. Now, equally as important as the gun you choose to carry, which is, that comes down a little bit to preference and everything. We know what you carry. The holster is a big part of concealing. Now, with a holster, what kind of holster do you recommend to your students they carry?
I have two large U-Haul moving boxes in my face full of holsters, and they're holsters that I'll probably never even wear again because I'm constantly in a search for the best holster. And then I get holsters sent to me for review, or just somebody just wants my opinion. They're like, hey, you know, run it for a few days or run it for however long you want, let us know what you think. I go back and forth between Kydex and leather. Honestly, I would probably carry in leather full time if there was an actual 100% leather holster out there made for a light bearing pistol. But that just doesn't exist because of how leather is. I use a Guncraft holster. I'm very, very happy with it. I recommend people actually spend the money. If you're going to spend the money on a quality firearm, you should also be prepared to spend, you know, a like amount on a holster. I'm not a nylon fan. I stay away from the neoprene. I pretty much stick to Kydex or leather, mostly Kydex just because it allows me to carry a light bearing pistol.
You know, the thing about leather, which I like leather. I like leather. I like Galco leather in particular.
Yeah.
The problem with Galco leather, okay, is like I have a holster. If you get a holster for a Glock 9mm and it's a low profile holster and it's open in the end, most of the time it's going to work with every Glock 9mm made just because of the way they're cut and the way the frames work.
Yes.
So I got one for a Glock 19 to carry my Glock 26 around in. It simply doesn't protrude a little bit from the bottom of it. And it's still at the point now, and I use a very heavy-duty belt, but it's still at the point now to where when I'm trying to draw, it's still hanging on to it a little bit.
Yeah, that break-in period.
Yeah, and there's something to be said for not overhandling a gun, you know.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so, you know, handling a gun to do things like, I've taken things like jam it in there, unload it, and twist it around in the holster and everything else. So, yesterday when I realized I was having that trouble, I switched to a pancake patterned Kydex holster. And that worked beautifully.
Yes. Yeah, Kydex, there isn't the same break-in period. The only thing I've seen with Kydex, if the person making the holster hasn't really gotten a lot of experience, or maybe they just had a bad day or what have you, is they'll mold the holster and it'll work fine when you're holding it in your hand. But as soon as you apply it to your body, especially with belted holsters, and the belt applies pressure and kind of starts to curve that holster a little bit, it'll right. bind up on the gun. And that's just that's a holding issue that I think a lot of kydex makers get away from early on when they're experimenting. They realize, hey, I need to account for this. But with leather, there is that break-in period.
Yeah, that comes from using too thin of a grade of kydex, doesn't it? Which
I've seen it on the thicker ones, too. I got one not too long ago, and it was a great-looking holster, great design, very minimalist, you know, no extra material on it or anything like that. It wasn't bulky at all. But you put it on belt loops, and it would bind just a little bit. It was definitely noticeable. I don't take a heat gun and hit it with a heat gun and fix it myself. You know, people are like, well, that's the mark of a bad quality holster, which isn't necessarily true, because I've had some Farland Duty holsters that did the same thing. And, again, the solution was a heat gun.
Well, you know, that whole thing about taking something that you buy, I see a lot of people in the tech world do this, where they'll get like a brand new camera, but they start ripping panels off of it and then start attaching things to it to make it work the way they want it to. And I don't see any reason, especially with the way kydex is put together, which is part heat, to get out there and not make it exactly to your liking. And, you know, if it works at that point for me, I don't care if I had to heat it up a little bit to do it.
Yeah, there's no problem with that at all. Nothing's going to be 100% perfect when you buy it. Well, I won't say nothing. I won't go with an absolute there. But for me, there's always something that needs to tweak. It may be something as simple as just, you know, reducing one of the tension screws and tightening down another one and just making sure that draw path is clear and making sure the holster has got just enough retention on it as possible. And when you get into duty holsters, when you actually have levels of active retention, then it becomes a little bit more complicated. I can't think of a single Farland duty holster I ever used that I didn't have to tweak it a little bit.
Right. So, and the thing about that particular form factor is it's so tight to the body. This is what aids you in being able to conceal a gun with a T-shirt. So.
Yes.
And do you carry ever inside the waistband? I do, but I don't like to.
Actually, these days I'm forced to carry, for concealment purposes, inside the waistband. I'm actually carrying appendix, just because I'm a huge hip carry fan, love hip carry inside the waistband. I have a bad hip flexor, and after about 3 or 4 hours, it really starts to hurt. So I've been kind of medically forced to carry, an appendix, and I carry appendix all day long. I can, you know, carry appendix in the truck and drive for 5 hours to class or wherever.
You and I've had the same issue. You and I need to talk about that. I know how to fix that for you, but, we're coming up on the next break. Sage Dynamics. You can find Aaron Cowan by going to sagedynamics.com. Is that right?
.org.
Sagedynamics.org. We're going to talk about that when we get back. My guest is Aaron Cowan. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load. Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at georgiaoptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Are you enjoying Lock and Load? Would you like to meet more people like yourself? Look no further. Lock and Load has just the thing. Go to GCNLive.com/lockandload. There you will enjoy a special forum for you to communicate with others who also like the show. Tell us your opinion and what you hear on Lock and Load today. Visit us at GCNLive.com/lockandload. That's GCNLive.com/lockandload.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I did not mean to do that. Goodness gracious sakes alive, why did I do that? Just exit it out. Something that I was sitting in. What a. Anyway, this portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, TacticalHolsters.com. TacticalHolsters.com, they've been around. They're known by various names such as Edgeworks, G-Code, Tactical Holsters. They make a product that is virtually indestructible with a lifetime warranty. It has seen plenty of combat time. It is combat tested. It is the tactical holster for you. Modularity personified. Check them out. TacticalHolsters.com. My guest this hour from Sage Dynamics is Aaron Cowan. We've been talking a little bit of concealed carry and everything. I don't know why I'm getting so many phone calls. I'm glad I've got it on silent, but it doesn't matter now, does it? In any event, one thing that I wanted to find out for the would-be student that has got their concealed carry permit and everything, what would you advise when they're looking for a class, like for a defensive pistol class? And yeah. I advocate training any way you can train or anything, but is there any way for a student to actually take a quick look at something and figure out if this is the class for them? I mean,
One of the best things, and this is what I would do, and still do, I still take classes even though I'm an instructor, is try to find, testimonials or AARs or whatever you call them, students who've already been through the class, see if that instructor has YouTube videos or any kind of video out there I can watch. And I really want to find a class that makes the most sense for my lifestyle, one, and then two, something that could be, somewhat, somewhat fun. I'm going to learn some cool stuff. Because if you're not having fun, you're not going to learn as much, or you're not going to pay as much to what you are learning. But look for what's most likely. Look for training that's going to address what you're most likely to encounter as a CCW, and then slowly work your way towards the less likely and then the least likely. That's my preferred model.
How important is it for a student to do things that are completely unexpected, train for things that are completely unexpected, uncomfortable?
I think it's actually excellent within context. I mean, you really want to challenge, and to me as an instructor, I want to challenge a student to really not look at a procedural response so much as look at, okay, I have all these tools available to me, so no matter what problem I encounter, I've got something that will work based on, you know, the degree of training and how much they practice. Because training is where you learn proper techniques. But practice is where you take that technique and develop it personally until proficiency. If I have a student come into a class who's an okay shooter, they're probably going to leave an okay shooter.
Right.
But they hopefully will leave, if I did my job, they're going to leave with some new techniques that they can work on and build towards proficiency. If the next time I see them, they'll be an awesome shooter.
With a student with a learning a technique, for an example, like when I was coming up with, say, a rifle, which is not a handgun, of course, but there's been such a change in technique on handling a rifle, for example, where now the shoulders are squared up on the target and you're actually in more of a, and I imagine one of the reasons is that if you take your left hand, your support hand, and you're right-handed, and you stick it way out there on the rifle with a handgun. The only thing that's changing with a handgun is now both hands are that far out, but you're already squared up. You don't have to move your feet or anything to get in position for the shoot.
Yes, sir.
Can that kind of technique and everything, can a student take that kind of technique and actually adopt it to work with them? Because some body types are just not going to be able to do it.
Well, in with a handgun, most people have one grip. I know a few instructors out there that have different grips, very small variations on the handgun depending on what they're doing. But with a rifle, you have multiple grip options based on where you place your support hand, which is kind of, you know, depending on what you're doing. If I'm taking, if for any reason I have to take a longer range shot standing, I'm not going to use that full extension grip. I'm going to go into what might be like called a modified Olympic grip or a standing precision grip or, you know, whatever term you want to apply to it. My hand's going to be in a different place based on what I'm confronting. There is no one true grip on the rifle. But that grip, the one that you see has become popular, as far as I know, it was the oldest technique I've seen it with is Rhodesia was teaching it in the 70s. And then Chris Costa made it very popular. That's like his default grip. And I use a similar grip. I don't wrap my thumb over the top of the bore, but that's a totally different conversation. It's a great grip, but if you think about the rifle, think about a door. Where the hinges are on the door, that's where the door is the most stable. But if you think about the door handle, saying, you know, putting your arm out really far in the barrel, that's where you're able to move the door the most efficiently. So the rifle basically works the same way. The further my hand goes on that handrail, the faster I'm able to drive the gun from target to target to target. The further I bring my hand in, and we're talking fractions of a second, of course, the slower I'm able and the more that I'm able to transition from target to target to target. So if I want to maneuver the rifle barrel really, really fast and almost a higher degree of precision, I want to run my hand as far out as possible. But body type, and then, you know, if you've got a plate carrier or something like that on, it might not be a grip. You're not able to physically get your arm out as far as maybe you'd like it. So it definitely factors in. Body type is going to decide. And if someone's body type isn't capable of doing that grip, then, you know, you got to find a different way to do it.
Have you ever run across? I mean, I'll tell you one problem that I'm having. I'd love to know what you suggest for this. I've got something in both hands called trigger finger.
Yes.
Are you familiar with that? So when I'm punching a gun out in front of me, actually on my right hand, on my trigger finger, I have it. I only have it on one finger on each hand, and it's on my right hand, it's on my trigger finger. Now, it's not that bad. And my hand will function, and my trigger finger will function and everything. But as we age and everything, you know, somebody getting arthritis in your hands and everything else, what kind of adaptations are there available out there? I mean, is this really going to be a case-by-case basis?
Yeah, I never want to try to
create one solution for a problem I haven't individually encountered. If I have a student who has maybe they have a range mobility issue, they're not able to hold the rifle in a certain way, or they have trigger finger. I don't want to come up with a technique and be like, okay, well, this will work for the next 10 guys that I encounter this with. I think it really, that's what comes back to, you know, one-on-one instruction. If I see a student in the line who has those unique issues, then I'm going to spend time with them to try to develop, if I don't have an immediate idea, work with them and see what's going to work to allow them to perform to the degree that they want to perform to and actually, you know, get things done. That's a particular issue. I've only seen it a few times, but every time the solution was different. Just based on the entire package, not only the fact that they had trigger finger or the rifle they're using so much as, you know, you had to factor in body size, body type, range of motion, arm length. And sometimes people choose firearms that don't work as well for them as a different firearm would. I see that with handguns more than I do rifles. And that's definitely it's difficult, but it's something as an instructor, that's part of our job. We need to be able to address that, because if somebody's going to come to me and they come to me with a problem and they leave with a problem and I've given them no solution whatsoever for the problem, then I haven't really done my job. And that's something I never want to have a student do, is come to a class with a problem and leave with the same problem.
In the remaining time we've got in this segment, you also write quite a bit on your website. Tell everybody how to find Aaron Cowan.
SageDynamics.org is the website. You can also, I've got like 3 or 4 articles in the works, but I haven't finished them yet. But you can find my writing on BreachBankClear.com, Moderno.com, RecoilWeb.com. And then I'm on Twitter @SageDynamics and Instagram @SageDynamics. I tend to use Instagram more than anything else just for updates of what I'm doing and where I'm going.
Roger that. Hang on one more time for me. We'll be right back. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing 3-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Time on the firing line and coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, TacticalHolsters.com. The Scorpion line, I showed it to Aaron the first time I ever met him, and we didn't really get a chance to play with it. I'll have to take it to him and... Well, we'll do a little expose on the Scorpion line, but go check that out. Two-piece Kydex ammunition carriage. Check it out, tacticalholsters.com. My guest from Sage Dynamics is Aaron Cowan, and as we get ready to close it down for the week, let me ask you a question as far as concealed carry is concerned. Is there any other way to carry, in your opinion, besides on the belt?
Off body carry is something that you see a lot of women do. They don't or can't, based on their frame size, dress around the gun they want to carry. And men, we, as much as we may empathize with their problems, we don't actually understand them because we're not a woman. We don't have the same issues. They can change their wardrobe, so they're able to carry at the belt, or they can carry in a purse. And that's something that you see quite a few women do. They carry in the purse. And it's not as fast, obviously, as accessing a firearm with your waistband. But it's if it's done right, it's done intelligently, and it's trained, it's a completely viable option.
When I'm talking about besides off-body, like, what do you think about shoulder holsters, those compression shirts that have the holster built in?
So the shirts are okay. My biggest complaint with shoulder holsters is, even if they're vertical or horizontal, obviously the horizontal is more of a concern for me, because as you draw the gun, you're drawing it from underneath your support side arm, and you're basically going to muzzle everything. And you'd have to develop a very specific draw technique not to do that, which would slow down your ability to get the gun on target, and it really complicates any kind of close retention shoot. The vertical holsters are a little bit better, but it's basically the same issue. You're cocking your wrist at such an extreme angle as you bring that gun out. It definitely slows down your draw path. If you physically have to carry in a shoulder holster, it's definitely better than, you know, not carrying at all. But there are some training issues that would have to be addressed to make sure that muzzle is safe during this draw path.
What about... I got called the other day by an old friend of mine, and he's wanting to carry a gun in a ankle holster.
Yeah.
And I've tried that. And the smallest gun I'm willing to carry is a Glock 26.
Yeah.
Which I thought you could carry in an ankle holster, which maybe I just had the wrong ankle holster. But even with an ankle holster that holds it tight to the ankle, as soon as you sit down in a pair of long pants,
mm-hmm.
doesn't it sort of reveal itself?
Yeah, it's going to pull it up a little bit. And I tell people, if you're going to carry an ankle holster in like a non-uniform setting, just make sure your socks match the color of your ankle holster, and it's highly unlikely anybody's going to realize what they're looking at if they do happen to notice it. Ankle holster is the only way you're carrying, to me, has always been like, if you absolutely have to. For some reason, you have to carry that deep concealment. And those people with mobility issues, if they have a mobility issue that prevents them from carrying inside the waistband or on the hip or what have you, chances are that same mobility issue is going to prevent them from accessing an ankle holster with any degree of speed. There's no way to do it fast. You can do it quickly, but there's absolutely no way to do a faster off an ankle holster when compared to drawing waistband.
Right. Is there a one place you can carry a gun that's going to work in every situation? Work if you're in the car, work if you're in, seated, work if you're walking around. Where would that be?
For me, like inside the waistband, hip carry is pretty versatile. But again, it doesn't address every solution, especially if you're a right-handed shooter. If you're carrying inside the waistband and now you're seated in a car with a seatbelt on, that's an issue. If you're a left-handed shooter and you're seated in the car with your seatbelt on, no real big deal. Appendix carry, it's body frame dependent, but if you're seated with an appendix carry, sitting inside a vehicle or sitting in a restaurant or something like that, the weapon is very accessible. And so with hip carry, but if you're in a booth versus a chair, everything is going to require those small adjustments, and you really just kind of have to make those adjustments and be willing, like, okay, well, this holster doesn't work for this, but this particular, I need to move the gun an inch forward or an inch to the rear. All those adjustments are going to have to be made. There's just no one-size-fits-all solution to everyone's problems and everyone's body types. That's been my experience. I like appendix carry for what it is. It does have some drawbacks, but so does hip carry, so does ankle carry, so does shoulder carry. There's not one carry position that covers every single situation well. So if someone's going to make a decision on their carry position, I just want to make sure they make the most educated decision possible.
Obviously, with the gun that you picked, certain types of custom touches to a gun do not bother you.
No, not at all.
Is there a custom touch that you would recommend to somebody? Since Glock is the, if you had to take a Glock out of the box, is there anything you're going to change on it? Yeah, I know you don't have to change it to carry it.
Yeah.
But
I'm fine with a stock Glock. I like the stock Glock trigger. The stock Glock sights are obviously going to be the first thing I change because I don't believe in plastic sights on a handgun. Those got to go. And me, if I can only do a couple small little cosmetic, so to speak, things, is I would get rid of the sights and I would stipple the frame. I like the added grip from a high quality stipple job. And then with agency, they put the accelerator cut on the gun, so it allows you a little bit of a thumb ledge to help keep that muzzle down, even though, 9mm doesn't have crazy recoil. The recoil is still there. And it definitely, that'd be the first things I would do.
Yeah, I'm sort of dating. How old were you in the 1990s?
I was in high school.
You were in high school. I started carrying Glocks in the 1990s, and inevitably with the first and second gen Glocks, when you got a hold of them, at some point the back sight was going to fall off of it.
Yes.
And the Glock sight tool became a necessary piece of equipment you had to own if you owned multiple Glocks, because as long as you use stock Glock sights, which thankfully they seem to have fixed that, but as long as you were running stock Glock sights, there was always going to be a chance you'd pull the gun out and it'd be missing the back sight. So nowadays, one of the things that I guess probably everybody teaches to do is to rack the slide with the sight on your belt.
Yeah.
Or on the heel of your shoe or something, so it's got to be a little more robust.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you can't use the slide release for whatever reason, that's definitely a good method. And there's metal sights are just going to be more durable on the handgun. The Glock sights, they're fine, they're accurate, but they are made of polymer. There's a polyamide plastic, and
even if the sites you never encounter any issues where the gun gets dropped or the gun gets knocked around or anything like that, continual holster draw from leather, Kydex, whatever you're using, is going to slowly start to wear down that front sight. And I've seen some that were actually, like, noticeably worn down just with constant draw practice. So get some metal, stick with metal. That would be the first thing to do, to just a stock out of the box.
Well, I can see. Finally, we're getting some questions. Let's try to get this one in the minute and a half we got. How accurate? How necessary is speed of draw in a self-defense situation? Can you, if you're not fast, can you change? You put a little movement to it to make it a little better for you.
I think speed is the most important part of the self-defense draw, because usually in many situations we're reacting to a threat, so we're already kind of behind the power curve. And people talk about the speed of the draw versus accuracy of shooting. Well, they're two totally separate things. You can get the gun out of the holster lightning fast, it will not be a good shot.
Right.
There's nothing you can do in slowing down the draw that's going to improve your ability to shoot accurately. You just got to stop rushing the actual first break of the shot. So if you have a lightning fast draw, that's one step. The shooting is a totally separate part that has to be worked on separately. And then Once you get to where you want to be on your accuracy and your speed, then you have to combine them, so to speak. So you're able to break a fast, accurate shot after you've cleared the holster. But I think that's something that we can practice that doesn't cost us anything, is our draw strength. Take the unloaded gun, make sure it's clear, find a mirror or a wall or whatever you're going to face, and run through 10 or 15 reps a day. Practice drawing with one hand and practice drawing using two hands, where you're able to actually, you know, clear your cover garment with your support hand and draw the pistol.
All right. That, we're going to have to leave it there. We're going to have to leave it there. We'll have to do some Q&A another day, though. I can see that already. Thank you for joining me today. I'll be in touch. Folks, that is it for the week. We will be back on Monday. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. On a Friday, this has been Lock and Load. Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carry weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.